Okay, there's a question. So feel free to drop your questions if you still have questions. During the session, you can write and you can drop into the box. There's a question about, is it necessary to, you know, put an ad in a matrimonial site? If God has planned somebody for me, won't we just meet in some way? So, yeah, definitely God has planned somebody for each one of you. God is a perfect person for each one of you. The person is chosen, the person is reserved for you, and you know, it's a plan God has been making for many years. God doesn't just come up with a person. You know, God has been thinking of you, and God has been thinking of a particular person for you for many years. So, all of you who are considering, you know, getting married at some point in the future, you must settle this in your mind that God is a person for me, and in His time, He will show me who that person is, and I must trust God and wait till He shows me who that person is. So, while God has planned somebody for us, God usually brings that person to us through some human instrument. Okay? That means, see, God is in heaven and He is trying to guide our lives. So, here are two people. A boy here and a girl here, and God is trying to bring them together. How does God do that? It's usually through a human instrument. That means a person. Or it's through some other medium, like a matrimonial ad or a, you know, something like that. So, Our job is to just keep praying that the person God has kept for us alone will, you know, God in some supernatural way will bring that person to us. That's our job, to just keep on praying for that. But because you are praying for God's will and because you want that person whom God has chosen for you to be brought, you know, to be introduced to you, God usually answers your prayer by, you know, moving somebody and putting somebody in their heart. For example, in the heart of an elder brother. See, a girl is praying, a boy is praying, Lord, I want to find your will. Show me, Lord, whom you have kept for me. And God's time has come for you to settle down. So how does God move? God may put something in the heart of an elder brother. Hey, why don't I just suggest this girl to this boy? I think they'll be suited for each other. That is one way God answers your prayer. I'd say most of you who are in your 20s, you know, somebody older to you and somebody who's already married is probably much better able to guide you to find God's will than you yourself. So trust an older person that since he knows you and knows more about marriage and more about who will be suited for you, trust that older person, an elder brother especially, to make a judgment for you. And remember, God is guiding that elder brother in answer to your prayers. That is one way. God can also bring somebody, you know, God is just introducing two people whom he has always wanted to bring together. That can happen through a newspaper ad or through an online, you know, portal. It can happen. It doesn't matter which way it happens. The whole purpose of God is to somehow bring you both, you know, to introduce you both somehow to each other. So the medium doesn't matter. Trust God to do it His way. And we should not have a hang-up about which way God should do it. So be open. Let God bring the person in whichever way, you know, God wants to bring it. God may bring you somebody, you know, bring a proposal to you through your parents, through your elder brother, or even through an online ad. There's nothing wrong in putting your buy data on the CFC matrimonial website. Few elders can access that. So when they see somebody suitable for you, they may, you know, send the other person's CV to your parents and check whether you'd like to consider that. So there's nothing wrong in putting an ad. And an ad is particularly helpful if you are not finding anybody from within our fellowship. Ideally, I think all of you would, or most of you would like to marry somebody who's from the same fellowship, right? So you have similar spiritual goals, you have similar spiritual vision and things like that. But suppose there's nobody in your fellowship who's suited for you, and God's plan is to bring somebody from outside, from another fellowship, but who's equally God-fearing, who wants to follow the Lord, and God wants to bring such a person into your life. How will God do that? Through a newspaper ad or an online portal, right? So there's nothing wrong in doing that. If you have been actively considering and you want to take this decision soon, but so far nothing has happened, talk to your elders and then maybe give a newspaper ad, or, you know. And from that ad, see, I've seen God is sovereign in all this. God is sovereign in all of these things. You put an ad, maybe 5 responses will come, or maybe 3 responses will come. But the person God has chosen for you, maybe 1 out of those 3 or 1 out of those 5. And once the responses come, you will know. Maybe you get 3 out of that, you don't like 2. But 1 profile you like, and you may want to, you know, meet that person. So maybe, you know, you can talk to your elder and he can help you, you know, contact the other family. And he can also guide you whether that person will be suited for you, because seeing the profile and the background, your elder brother will definitely be able to tell you whether it'll be a good match for you. So I'd encourage you, you know, give up all your hang-ups about which medium God should use to, you know, bring the person to you. I'll assure you one thing, you know, he or she is not going to fall from heaven. God will bring that person to you through one of these ways. And be open which way God brings that person to you. It could be any of these mediums I suggested. And one last thing I want to say on this is, see, while I know all of you have your own ideas and, you know, perceptions about this matter, but I want to say, with due respect, I respect your perceptions and your view, and I know many of you are marriageable age, but I still want to tell you, our maturity, your maturity, and your experience in this is still limited. And you're much safer if you go through an elder brother, because he's already married for 20, 25 years, and yeah, he's raised up children like you, and he knows you, and he'll be able to, you know, suggest well who'll be suited for you. So, you know, even though you may have your perceptions and, you know, your ideas about how we should go about it, I'd still say, you know, consider the possibility that I may not be, you know, experienced enough or mature enough to take this. I'm not saying you're not mature. You are mature. But, you know, this is a very important decision in your life. After salvation, this is probably the next most important decision in your life, and you can't afford to make a mistake, because this is one thing that you cannot reverse in your life. You take a wrong job, you can resign and you know, come out of the company and move to another company. But this is a decision you cannot reverse. So it's good that you go into it knowing that you've made the right choice. Yeah. So if the person who's asked this question has been hesitating about giving an online ad or, you know, giving it in a matrimonial site, I'd encourage you, be open. There's nothing wrong. You're not losing anything by putting it in a site. What's the worst case? There will be no responses. Fine. But, you know, you've explored that option and, you know, now you have an answer. But who knows? God may bring somebody into your life through that medium. Okay, there's a question on whether it is right or wrong to date somebody. I know he or she is from a Christian background. I'm just trying to understand the person a little more by dating. Is there anything wrong with that? Okay. See, there is nothing wrong with dating. On the face of it, there may not be, you know, nothing wrong in dating. But one thing I want to clearly tell you, if a boy and a girl meet two or three times, there's a good possibility that one of you or both of you will slowly start getting emotionally involved. Because we are living in a society like that where, you know, it's very easy to get paired with somebody. And you've met a girl one or boy one time, maybe nothing will happen. Nothing will happen in the sense you may not get emotionally involved, but a second time and a third time, I think definitely one or both will slowly get, you know, emotionally attached. And once you're emotionally attached, remember that, you know, when you stop dating, it's going to leave some kind of a scar in your life. It may not be a permanent scar, but it'll leave a scar on you for at least 6 months, if or more, sometimes even 1 year, if you started getting emotionally involved. See, you just consider this. You sit across the table dating a person and you talk about interests. You look at each other and discuss various things about each other's life. You do that two or three times. When you go home, you're going to definitely think of that person a lot more. That person is no longer just a friend or a casual acquaintance. You've met, you've talked, you've, you know, analyzed things. And there's a very good chance that you will get emotionally involved after the second or third meeting. And for girls particularly, once you are emotionally involved and this is not God's will for you and this boy you were dating, in some way God shows you that it is not the person, you are already emotionally involved to a little bit. You may not be fully in love with him or anything, but boys, I want to say, the girl is definitely, her feelings, her emotions, you've already, you know, woken her up in her emotions. And if you say, okay, after three meetings, I don't think she's the one for me, we are definitely going to leave the girl in with a lot of, you know, emotional, a little bit of an emotional upheaval in her life. And it'll take her definitely 6 months to, you know, come out of the complete effect of your two or three meetings. So this is what I'd say. I don't have anything against dating, but I feel it's potentially an activity that can lead to an emotional involvement, and especially from the girl's side, it's not good for her. So I'd say better than that is, you know, if you like somebody, instead of meeting her and dating her to check out whether she's the one or not, again, speak to somebody who you are close to in the church. Any of the elders or an older brother in the church, speak to them. Brother, I'm thinking whether I should consider this particular person. What do you think? Let the brother think over and come back to you whether you know, brother thinks that person will be suited for you. And if that elder brother feels that may be suited for you, then then he will suggest, you know, if he feels he's suited, he will try and, you know, talk to the other side, see how they are open to considering you. And if they feel that they're open, then they may arrange a meeting between both of you. So I feel that is a better way of doing it, especially so that we don't disturb the girls' emotions and feelings. Boys, I know you can get over it maybe in a month's time, or less than a month's time, you'll get over it. But she'll take 6 months or sometimes. See, each one of us is, you know, emotionally strung in different ways. Some are very emotionally strung and some are not so emotionally strung. So a girl who's emotionally strung, she may take 1 year to, you know, get over your dating experience. So, boys, we have to be very careful about that, that we don't leave somebody in a situation like that. So I'd say this is safer. You know, talk to a brother who you know. God has given us such wonderful fathers in the church who wish the best for you, who long to guide you, who long to keep you on God's path, and long to, you know, protect you from making a potential mistake. See, in this one thing, you cannot afford to make a mistake because you can't reverse the decision. So the surer you are and the safer you are going into that decision, it is better. Okay, there's a question around if God has already shown me in some way that this may be the person he has in mind for me. Is it possible that after that I can still have a little bit of doubting in my heart whether this is really the person God has for me? Something like that. So, if God has given you some kind of a leading that a particular person may be the one he has kept for you, if he has given you a leading, what I mean by leading is, your heart is still neutral towards that person. That means you're not in love with that person still. Your heart is neutral and you're praying with a neutral heart to God, Lord, is this your will for me? And then slowly God shows you little by little, a little more leading and a little more leading that this could be the person. If, you know, a leading is coming into your heart like that, a little bit, a little by little, a little more. If a leading is coming in that direction, that's a good sign. And you can, again, I'd say, you know, speak to somebody who has more wisdom and experience in that area. He will be able to guide you and protect you. And even after you have a fairly good leading that, yes, this could be the person. And this leading will come only after you've prayed seriously about it for at least a few weeks. If that strong leading is coming, even after that, it is possible to doubt and have feelings of doubt as you get closer to taking a decision. I think some of us, by personality, we doubt a little bit more than others, right? Some by nature, you know, they are willing to trust God and move ahead. They have faith. Lord, if you've brought it thus far, I want to trust you, and you've already given me some kind of a leading that this is the person. So I just want to trust you and move ahead. And I know if this is not from you, you will in some way stop it. Some have that faith, but some by nature have that doubt. What if I'm making a mistake? Am I really sure? What if I have not heard God correctly? So these kind of doubts can come, especially as you come close to taking the final decision. So that's natural to have doubts like that. And it's perfectly all right. But if you're having doubts, pray and ask God to give you a further leading or a further sign that this is the person. And God will give you that. He will through another unfolding of circumstances or through a greater leading in your heart, God will show you, yes, this is the person. So that you can be a little more sure. And if you still have a doubt, speak to an older brother, an elder brother, and he can guide you. Yeah, so the same person is asking, if God has shown a particular person to me that he or she is meant for me, should I still pray, Lord, please give that person to me only if it is your will? Or should I just pray and trust God and go ahead? Yeah, even if you have a strong leading that this is the person, even if whichever way God has shown you this is the person, I think prayer is your greatest protection. You must still pray and ask God to confirm or reconfirm what he has already showed you. Prayer is a great protection. And I say this, brothers and sisters, if your will is still neutral, that means you are completely open to God's will and you sincerely pray from your heart, God will not allow you to make a mistake. So if in your heart you have not already decided, but you are praying, Lord, I really want only your will, your heart and will is neutral, and you pray sincerely, God will definitely guide you. And God is faithful in keeping you from making a wrong choice. So you should definitely pray and keep on praying till you are more and more sure. The good thing about praying is the more you pray, the more you become sure, the more you become sure either way. You'll be more sure that this is the person, or you'll be more sure that this is not the person. So prayer is definitely our greatest protection and our greatest way of knowing God's will. So this question is about, if I already have someone in mind, how do I know he or she is God's will for me? So I think we've covered this question a little bit in the earlier questions. How do I know she is God's will for me? I think again we have to wait on the Lord in prayer. And the more we wait on God, God will show his will increasingly to us. Okay, to this person I want to say, if you already have somebody in mind and you don't know if she is God's will, if that person is born again and a believer, yes, you must seriously pray about that person. If the person is not a believer, straight away it is not God's will for you. Because what God has revealed in the Bible, see, in this matter of marriage, God has clearly shown us his mind in the scriptures. God says we should not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. So if you are considering a girl who's not a believer or a boy who's not a believer, straight away, we don't need to pray further, because God's word has already told us it is not his will for us. He has shown us his mind. God has shown us his mind through the scriptures already, through that verse in Corinthians that I just mentioned. But if he or she is from the church and you want to really know whether it's God's will or not, then pray. If you are actively considering a particular person, I'd say take some extra time out and pray. For example, you know, during your lunch break, have a quick lunch and just go for a walk around your office block alone and pray, Lord, I want to, you know, consider this person. Is this your will? Pray for a few days, and if this person pray for a few days with a neutral will. That means you're willing to accept either way. You're willing to accept a yes from God or a no from God. If you pray a few days like that fervently, if it is God's will, definitely there will be a bigger leading in your heart. When you think about that person, a little bit of peace will come in your heart. A little bit of rest will come in your heart. But if it is not God's will, as you pray fervently, a little bit of unrest will come in your heart. That unrest will grow, and you'll know it. There's an unrest in my heart. Something is not right. That's an indication it's not God's will. If there is a growing unrest, there's a growing peace and a growing rest, then it's an indication that it could be God's will. And if you're feeling a growing rest and a growing peace, discuss it with your elder brother and say, "Brother, I've been praying about this person, and so far I'm getting a peace about it or a rest about it. What do you feel?" And he can give you advice to take it forward from there. This question I've already covered. How do I know that person I love is God's choice for me? We just spoke about that. See, one more thing I want to tell you all, brothers and sisters, because this is, marriage is an area where so many make a mistake. Don't think that most people have got it right. Marriage is an area a lot of people have got it wrong. They've married the wrong person. So, for your own safety, it's better that you are really sure, and it's better that you get advice from an older, spiritually more mature person. And like I said, if you're already in love with somebody, I'd say, if you're already in love with somebody and you haven't really prayed much about your relationships, about that particular relationship, I'd say apply brakes immediately. If you already love a person, and if that person also likes you, and you haven't still prayed about whether this is God's will for you, apply brakes straight away. Bring your car to a halt. Because like I said in the dating example, now your emotions are already involved, and you know, both of you are emotionally, you know, getting more and more involved, and you've not checked with God still, and you're still not sure whether this person is God's will or not. So suppose you break up from that person, you're again going to leave, it's going to leave both of you in a little bit of an emotional turmoil and upheaval for some months, definitely. And, you know, it's going to, till both of you recover from that, you cannot consider another person. And the longer your relationship goes on, the healing time is longer. If you are in love with a person for 5 years, I think definitely it'll take a year or two for you to completely forget that person once you realize that person is not God's will. If you are in a relationship for 6 months, then it's easier to forget. So that's why I said apply brakes immediately. You should not go ahead with something you're not sure of. We can't play, you know, it's a very serious thing, and you can't be casual about it. Okay, there's a question about how safe it is to trust our instincts in this particular decision, especially if God has guided me in the past through my instincts in other decisions. What do you think? How safe is it to trust your instincts? Yeah, I think it's very dangerous to trust your instincts. See, in some things we may have an intuition, not relating to marriage, but in some things we may have a gut feel or an intuition or an instinct that something may not be good for us or may be good for us. But when it comes to marriage, I think you shouldn't trust instincts. Like I said, even if in the past instincts have correctly guided you, this is such a big decision that you shouldn't trust your instincts and make a mistake. So prayer is your protection. So I want to just share a little bit more about prayer. See, I think for some of you, I don't know, prayer may be a very casual thing, but prayer is actually very, very powerful, and you should not just take prayer very lightly. Okay, I'll just pray about it and see. No, prayer is talking to God. Prayer is talking to our Heavenly Father who already has a plan for us, and He is somehow trying to work out that plan in our lives. So He's been training you, and He's been training somebody suitable for you, and for years God has been training both of you, and God has a time for both of you, and in His time He wants to bring you together. And prayer is the way we find out whether, you know, it is God's will or not. So praying is serious activity, and we should take prayer very seriously. If you're actively considering a particular proposal, very actively, your elders have suggested, or, you know, some proposal that's come and it's you're actively considering, pray a lot more. Take time out to pray. Like I said, pray during your lunch break. Once you come back home, pray. Seek the Lord for some time to know whether it is His will or not. And be assured that God hears your every prayer, and God is interested in guiding you and showing you His will. And God shows us His will through many ways, sometimes through circumstances. Suddenly, He closes the door. You know, the person you are praying for, from the other side, there's some change. That family says, no, no, we are dropping this. Somehow we feel it's not suited. That shows God is closing that door. God has answered your prayer. Or in some other way, God will show you. See, God answers every prayer because He's a father. If my child comes and asks me for something once, it's registered in my mind. He or she has to just ask me one time. And as a father, it's already registered in my mind that this child has this need and I need to help that child. And if the child comes and asks a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, it's, you know, even more registered in my mind as a father that I need to meet this child's need. How much more God, brothers and sisters? You know, the first time you pray, God takes notice of your prayer. And the more you pray, God sees your earnestness in knowing. God sees that you're seeking Him again and again and again in prayer to be sure of His will. And He will definitely honor your prayer. And He will definitely give you an answer one way or the other. So we've come to the end of questions. Now, if you have any other questions other than what we've already spoken about, feel free to ask and we can consider those questions. Time is running out, so if you ask quickly, we can answer them and then close the session. Feel free. Anybody? Okay. No questions? Okay, I want to share just one thing that I thought of while we were waiting. See, I think many of you, boys, if you have a good job, what I mean by a good job is a job where your salary is enough to support a small family. If you've already reached that decision, already reached that stage in your work where you have a steady enough job and your income is sufficient to pay rent and meet a small family's expense, and if you've crossed 26, then your time has already come. And similarly for girls, maybe 26 or 27 for boys, and for girls, if you finished your studies and you may be working or not working, but if you have completed your studies and you're not planning to study further and you're already 23 or 24, again, your time has come. And You should not keep unnecessarily postponing this decision, saying, I'll wait some more. Maybe the time has not yet come. These ages that I mentioned, I mean, they are not, there's no hard and fast rule about these ages, but just an indication of, you know, a right age or a right stage in life to consider marriage. Maybe for some boys, maybe it's only when you're 32 that you're ready, because maybe your first 2-3 jobs, the salary was too less, or the job was very unstable and you couldn't consider settling down. But now you're 32, 31, and now you're finally in a place, in a job where things are somewhat stable and your salary is enough. Then now is the time for you to consider. Don't keep delaying it. Similarly for girls too, if you know, most of your education is taken care of and maybe you have a job or you don't have a job, you're ready. And, you know, talk to your elder brothers and, come to a decision soon. There is nothing gained by, you know, going on postponing this decision. Nothing is gained. You're just losing time. And I think the earlier you get married, the better it is, from a lot of ways. You know, if you have children when you're 35 and 40, it's more difficult to take care of them than to take care of them when you are 28 or 29 or 30 or 31, 32. So it's wise to, you know, to take this decision soon once you're ready. So some of you I know have been saying, maybe it's not yet time for me. Maybe I'll just wait a year more or 6 months more and things like that. I encourage you, you're not going to gain anything extra by waiting 6 months or 1 year more. If you're ready, you should actively start considering proposals. And just because one or two didn't work out, you shouldn't get discouraged and give up. Maybe it's the third one that'll work out, or the fourth, or the fifth. So don't be discouraged if something in the past didn't work out. That's fine. It's just God's way of showing you, you know, that's not God's will. If you go for an interview and it doesn't work out, we don't stop trying for a job, right? We apply to other jobs and get interviewed, and we keep on getting interviewed till we get a job. So it's the same way, you know, if with marriage as well. Keep on trying till the right one comes.